Here we go for the second hour of Your Voice Counts, and I want to thank you very much for, you know, taking the time to listen in. And if you want to call in, there's, you know, a call-in number. You can do that. I think you do have it, and I'll give it to you again if you'd like. It is 877-488-5350. And I wanted – oh, she has dropped. Okay, well – we will be back in just a minute with Virginia, but I wanted to hang on with Ron here and let people know that aboard the USS Liberty, there was approximately 2/3 of the crew were a National Security Agency men, that the ship's crew was... Our job was devoted to make sure that these fine men could do their job in a very timely and aggressive manner. So our job was to cater to them, and so they could get their job done. And we did that. And I just... I still can't get it through my mind, and it's been 45 years plus, that we've had one of the most sophisticated spy ships in the world to be abandoned by the United States of America. And Virginia, I know you're back on now. What I asked Ron Kukul was, and I'll ask you too, 2/3 of the crew of the USS Liberty were communication technicians, the most trusted men in American history aboard the most sophisticated spy ship in the world. Why in God's green earth, Virginia, Ron, forget about the rest of the crew. Why would they do that to these men that have sworn an oath to die for their country, as we did too, of course, but I wasn't privy to anything other than, you know, ship fitting and damage control. But why would our government order or help order attack or be complicit conspirators to sink a United States naval ship on the high seas doing what the Joint Chiefs of Naval Staffs told us to do, and the National Security Agency? Either one of you can answer that. And I don't know if Virginia heard everything. I hope you did, Virginia.
Well,
welcome.
I've heard enough. Why don't you go first, Ron?
Well, I think I've probably already gone over this, probably to the point where I feel like at times that I go over it too much, but when Phil reminded me that it's important that this be brought out, it's important that, even though I'm talking about myself, it's important to know that the United States Navy considered us the elite of the United States, of that part of the military unit that we worked in. And I have trouble with words here, Phil, because it brings attention to myself. I don't like it, but I
here comes Zeke, Ron. We'll get back and we'll finish this off. Just think about it a few minutes, folks. Support your sponsors, RBN. I'm glad Virginia's back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started three businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter. And then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning and my spiritual body did a 360 degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Voice counts, and I'm really hate cutting Kat off because of a beautiful, beautiful voice. But you can go to Songs USS Liberty, get her songs, and read what she's got to say. But I thought about this during the break, and I've thought about this more than once. And both of you can interject on my thoughts, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm half right. If I'm half right, I'm half happy. But I think the USS Liberty, because we did have another spy ship in the era, the Valdez. Excuse me. Yeah, it was the Valdez, I believe, Ron. If you're you can help me here. But the bigger bang for the buck was to kill all Americans aboard that ship, and especially the communication technicians. Now, I don't know how much money they spent on you guys or us, but the information that you gathered, Ron, and you don't have to give any sensitive or classified information away, but we certainly, as the Israelis said, we certainly wasn't giving any information to any Arab states. Is that correct?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think there is any truth to that whatsoever. You know, I have a little bit of time to think about this. And, you say, why did this happen? And, you know, I've tried to explain this, for the many years that I was chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association and the time that I spent with, families of these men that died, were killed. And I remember some of them so very well. I believe one of them, Mrs. Goss, I can't remember her first name anymore.
I wouldn't say killed, Ron. They were murdered.
Right. But anyway, that's true. And I had to sit with these mothers of these men. And I hope there's a lot of mothers listening here tonight, and there probably are a few. I sat with these mothers who asked me, why would our own country do this to us? And I had no answer. Even to this day, I don't have an answer. There's a lot of
it's
things
a betrayal.
That are...
A complete betrayal, because we have always been taught that every American life was of great, great value. It's certainly the communications technicians, but every man in that ship, an American. And we were taught, we are still taught, that every American life is of great value. I regard it as a distortion of everything we have been taught as patriots, that the military or our government would throw away our servicemen's lives, all of them, and they were throwing them away. It's a huge betrayal, and I think it has to be thought of as a betrayal, and I don't think it's the first time. Or it probably won't be the last. Every time men and women go off to an unnecessary war, any war that is not for the absolute interest of the United States, it's a betrayal of our trust. I resent it.
Virginia, very well put, very well put. And I want to ask you a question. As you say this on the radio... Would you ever teach a class on American betrayal? And, of course, this isn't the first time, but have you ever considered that?
Well, I'm well past teaching. I dotter around now, you know.
Okay.
I retired many, many years ago. But it is an issue that would just go against everything we're taught as our practically national patriotic religion, because we do have a national ideology about who we are and what we are, and we value life, and we especially value American life. But when you look at the facts, it isn't true. And that's very upsetting and very hard to face.
Go ahead, Ron.
The trail that you're talking about, you've got me to thinking, and the more I think about it, I think about the excellent, absolutely superb training that we received. I want to interject one quick thought before I go any further. I still harbor a lot of anger. Three-fourths of my anger is my lost shipmates. One quarter of that anger comes from the fact that I was cheated, absolutely violated as far as I'm concerned. Lost my chance to make a life for myself, go to officer candidate school. I wanted to be an officer more than anything in this world. And three-fourths of my anger comes from the fact that they turned their back on us, and one quarter of it is they ruined my life. I don't have a lot of use for that. The training, the superb training we received as enlisted men, and the chance that we had to become an officer, all you had to do is straighten up your act, and boy, I needed mine straightened up, and they did it to me in 9 weeks. But once it was done, those opportunities were fantastic in the United States Navy, and yet the people look back and they say, oh my God, I can remember. I remember our ideals. What in the age has happened to our ideals? What has happened to our morals? Why is it okay to lie? Why does Congress lie on a regular basis? What has happened to this country, and how? How in God's name can we survive? Somebody needs to answer that for me, because I don't think we can.
We're on a very thin edge. And I don't know who's led us into this and why we allowed ourselves to be led into it. But that's the truth, and things right now are extremely dangerous for every American, and it's a terrible feeling as well to think that there is no reason to be as patriotic as we were taught to be, and we want to be. We want to be if our government was square with us. But what happened to the Liberty is just an example of how the government is not square with us. It's very, very disturbing. It's tragic, actually, if you were brought up the way I was brought up, and you too. We can't trust them not to kill us, which is essentially what they did to you. They colluded in the murder of your shipmates. And here I am complaining that they lie all the time. Well, that's trivial, but all the lies over time, they add up. It makes us wonder who we are and what the country is coming to. Why do you suppose people still enlist? Is it because nobody else sees things quite the way we do, talking to each other on this program? Why do people still enlist?
Virginia, I wanted to bring up something very very pointed. You said, why do people enlist? My son enlisted in the United States Army 6 years ago. He went to Afghanistan for 13 months. Well, first he went to Korea, then he went to Afghanistan. Then he spent almost 15 months in a wounded warrior program just so he could function to get out of the Army. They discharged him out of the Army, and he knew what happened to the USS Liberty, but he still wanted to enlist for the red, white, and blue. But what good did it? What good did it do him? Not one bit of good.
And, for the country.
Yeah, for the country, and he loves his country. And he's, he's not the same human being. I'm not the same human being. Anybody that goes through combat aren't. But, you know, it's just, I read this article today, the staff sergeant in the Army. He was in special forces, and he was wondering why they would send his men out on patrol when they were, losing a guy a day, losing his limbs. And he sent this to a congressman, the oldest Republican congressman in the Senate. I forget his name. And only a few weeks later after that, this young man was blown to bits and killed. So here we are in Afghanistan and Iraq, probably going into Iran. And they're all getting killed for who? All for the government of Israel. And everybody that doesn't know that, they better get off their butts and do a little reading and figure out who's running this country. It certainly isn't the government of the United States. It's AIPAC, ADL, and the money they own. That's my verse.
Well, you don't hear me disagreeing with you.
Well, I thank you for that, and I thought I would. How about you, Mr. Kukul?
I agree with you 100%. When you were talking about that, enlisting for the red, white, and blue, that's probably our biggest, if you want to call it, problem. We are dedicated. We did love this country. We still love this country. We saw it for what it was. I felt that I lived some of the best years that this country had to offer in the 50s. I really did. And there's still that dedication there. Pick up on... the latest video on the USS Liberty attack that has the battle hymn of the Republic in the background. Any true red-blooded American could watch this video and would have to bring tears to their eyes. If it didn't, then I don't know who they are. And actually, nowadays, I'm not sure who the American people are. Apathetic is all I can think of.
Ron, you have to go, you have to look back at how we're brainwashed, and I think Virginia can go on that better than I can. Here comes the music. Sorry, folks. Virginia, we're going to get your opinion on how the people can be brainwashed into war. Support your sponsors on RBN. Thank you.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Dear Kat, thank you for your beautiful music. I'm sorry to cut you off there, hon, but we have a couple of callers, and you know, when people call in, we want to get them in for sure. And I'll tell you what, folks, my two dear friends that are on the phone right now, I can guarantee you we love America very, very much, not more than anybody else or no less. But we're willing to put our butts on the line and tell people about it and why we love America. So with no further ado, I'd like to bring up our first caller, David. Please come up, and we have one more, Anthony from California. Come on up, David.
Hi, Phil.
Yeah, Phil Turney here. How you doing, David?
Oh, my God, I'm honored to be here. I mean, I love you guys. I love Ron Kugel. You guys, to me, are my heroes. You represent the best of what this country has ever created. To me, like I said, you guys are really the backbone of democracy. And so I'm ecstatic to be here.
Well, thank you. And please say hello to our very, very special honored guest, Mrs. Virginia Abernathy.
Yes, hello. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Virginia in the last few minutes, and Virginia is a unique person on herself. She is also what represents the best of America. And I agree with her 100% in everything she was saying about what was going on with our country, what's been going on as far as the USS Liberty is concerned. And she has a very very good understanding about what the changes that's been going on in America and what the things that we need to do possibly to bring it back.
Virginia, go ahead.
Oh, well, just when the ads came on, we were discussing why people are so willing to believe, how they're so easily brainwashed. I think Ron used the word brainwashed, and I gave it some thought. I think there are at least three things I can think of. One is that we have been dumbed down as a society. The schools have done it. This sense of always having to be entertained with TV or movies or sports or something that takes our minds off the present. So in a way, we've been dumbed down, and we all listen to the same things, hear the same things, and don't think for ourselves. Then there's another element. You make people afraid. Sometimes it takes a really big shock to make people afraid. For example, the people who wanted us to attack the Middle East in around 1999, 2000, they said it would take a new Pearl Harbor. Well, we got it. And that was the World Trade Center attack. We got the new Pearl Harbor that made everybody afraid and ready to fight somebody. And then you identify, they identify who they want you to fight, and they start trashing them with news stories. And there's something very subtle that happens. They give them a name that makes them seem less than human. And in the case of the Afghanis, before we attacked Afghanistan, they were called towelheads. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And so first you dumb down people so they don't think for themselves, and then you make them afraid, and then you target the enemy or who they want you to think of as the enemy, and they dehumanize them.
Well, Virginia,
so that's
you're
about all I have to contribute on on the process of getting people brainwashed.
And you're absolutely right. This is not something new. This dates back actually to the days pre-Egyptian, but to go closer to our days, basically, we go to the books of a French writer, a social psychologist called Frantz Fanon. He had a book called The Wretched of the Earth, and he understood that the way that the white man, particularly in those days in Africa, colonized the African race was by basically making them understand that they were powerless. They were powerless in society, so therefore that man went home and he beat his wife, he beat his kids, because that's the only place where they found power. But this is not, it dates back even prior to this. And again, we go back now another 200 years to Spain, when they used to have a theory called, in Spanish, baile, botella, and baraja, which what that means is basically dance, bottle, which is alcohol, and baraja, which means basically gambling. Give people gambling, give people dance, and give people alcohol, and that way they won't consider, they won't even be involved in the political process, and that way you could dominate society. So this is something that goes back many, many ages, and basically the Israelites, the Jews, are experts at this. They developed this even prior to the days of Egypt, because they needed something to maintain their people one unit, as a spirit of the corps, if you might say. And what they did for that was they basically wrote a book, which they called their Torah, which indicated that not only were they the superior race, were they the race created by God, but everybody else was basically inferior to them. And if any way, shape, or form...
David, hold that thought. We're going to go into a break, folks.
Sure.
And we've got a good 18-minute run. So remember RBN, and remember their pledge drive, and support the sponsors on RBN. Best people in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, the time has finally come for the story to be told.
Thank you, my dear cat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. And yes, the story shall be told, and it will be told one way or the other. And I wanted to, you know, as David left off, he had a couple things that, well, several things that come into my mind. Film, booze, gambling. Pornography, and who owns Congress? And I can come up with one word, and I would like your opinion on that. Anybody can pick that one up.
Are you talking to me, Bill? I have a problem with my phone here. I'm not sure.
I'm talking to all three of you.
Okay.
But we're getting lots of interference.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll repeat that.
Well, I heard it, but I still said I could hear it, but we were getting lots of interference. Maybe
yeah,
it's better now.
I heard it too, Virginia. Who wants to pick up on that?
Well, you know, I would like to complete the statement that I was trying to make before, and that is that this is not new. This was actually developed by the Israelis many, many years ago. Like I said before, while they were basically a nomad nation, or walking, roaming through the deserts, they needed some form of something to keep them together, a spirit of the corps, if you might, you know, and they developed basically a book that indicated that not only were they the chosen race, but anybody else who came into there was not allowed.
David, we're getting all kinds of feedback from your phone. I don't know what it is, but okay. It's coming back.
Let me see if I could go closer to the base. Like I tried to, I told Ron this morning that I was going to be traveling. So
yeah,
let me see if I can get a different phone here. Hold on a second.
All right. Virginia, while he's hanging on, let's go back to what I said. Film, booze, gambling, Congress, and pornography. Who owns it all?
Does it sound better now?
Yeah, hang on. I just wanted to ask Virginia a question. Yeah, it sounds better.
Sure.
Go ahead, Virginia.
Well, I don't know. I guess that fewer and fewer people are owning more and more of it. And I think the bankers, and I'm not going to call them bankers, because your hometown banker is a fine person. But I'm talking about the biggest banks that are too big to fail, so that they're being bailed out by the government, which means the taxpayer. And I think more and more is being owned by just a very, very few elite. And they center on the banking or bankster, in other words, gangster banker, banksters. The Federal Reserve would be the center of it. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, a few other big ones like that. I think that they're beginning to control an amazing amount of this country.
Okay, so Virginia, what you're saying, we're going right back to the state of Israel.
When you consider who has been head of the Federal Reserve System for 20 years now, there certainly are connections. There's no question about that.
Okay, now listen, David. I know you're still on the line, but yes. I have another guest that I'm not gonna take him off, because when people call in, we put him on. And it looks like we got, I lost it here. Who's up next?
Not a problem. I'm going to be a guest in your show later on. I just wanted, Virginia was asking a question there, how this evolved.
Who's up next? Okay, Anthony, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't see it there. Go ahead. Anthony, you still there? Okay, he must be gone. Let's go back to David. David, go ahead and finish up, and then we'll try to get another caller in here. We got one James from L.A. So please
go ahead. I'll try to be real fast on here. What Virginia was talking about, I just try to go over it real quickly. It's almost impossible to decipher history in less than 5 seconds. But the fact is that this is not new. This is a tactic that the Israelites have been using for centuries over centuries. They create a book which actually creates them. They make their own book that makes them as basically the chosen one by God. And when the Roman Empire finally comes to power and they see that they cannot overcome the Roman Empire, then they create a new book of the New Testament which actually allows other people to come in. That's how Constantine the Empire comes into this game. Basically understanding that the Jews have developed a system that creates them and puts them together like a spiritual core. It's like us in the Marine Corps or the Navy, something that holds them and blends them together, which is a religion. Constantine adopts this. But apart from all that, and Virginia mentioned the Federal Reserve and everything else. I'm very much an expert in that. I've been studying these guys for many, many years. Not only are they in charge of the disaster, the tragedy, the assault upon the USS Liberty, but they are also in charge of the biggest tragedy in this country, which is the Federal Reserve or the USS, I would call it the USS Federal Reserve that stole the American dream, the American Mortgage Ponzi Scheme, which basically made sure that America's middle class lost any form, any which way and form that they had of owning a property now and in the future. I was one of the investigators that led the investigation in this country, leading to find out who exactly was behind this so-called mortgage fraud. And trust me, when she talked about the banksters, that is actually the real name that we have for them, the banksters. Because this
David,
was,
David, huh? we're gonna bring you on another show. I know you're hooked up on our show. We got a lineup of callers, but you know what you say, and you're an expert on this. I mean, and we've got a lot of emails going back and forth, and I tell you what, buddy, I have to agree with you. And I don't want to cut you off. You can still listen, but we have, I think, Anthony back on. We have to get Anthony. If he's there, Anthony, are you there?
Hello.
Anthony, are you there? Go ahead, Anthony.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, good.
A little time.
First of all, thank you, Virginia. Appreciate you're right on target, and the gentleman, Dave, he's right on it. We're talking about the Federal Reserve, and, of course, we've got to talk about Alan Greenspan, super crook, right? And the fact is he didn't even have a PhD when he got that job. But, she talked about Goldman Sachs. We've got Rothschilds, who's at the top of it, and she mentioned J.P. Morgan Chase. I mean, this goes on and on. The financial crooks out of New York, I mean, the Wall Street Occupy Wall Street. They know what they're doing. That's a tough area. Hey, they control the world. This is big bucks. All right, now, I also want to mention that the Mossad, you have to remember that the Mossad is everywhere. And they were working with the Kurds in the overthrow of Iraq. Now, is the Mossad working with the Kurds in Syria? So for the overthrow of Syria. So that goes on. And as you mentioned, security cells, right? I mean, let's face it. People, their agenda to sell security, and people, they jump to that. We have been dumbed down, and so now I want to mention this one book that's just and Virginia, if you can get this book, it's maybe you already know about it. It's Jewish History, Jewish Religion by Israel Shahak.
Yes, I do know about it. I think perhaps if we're thinking of the same book, the introduction is written by Gore Vidal, I think, if it's the same book. And that's where Gore Vidal...
You're right. And also the Edward Said. Dr. Edward Said is also there.
I didn't know about that. I just read the chapter of Gore Vidal's, which is where he mentions... that it was $2 million to Harry S. Truman that bought U.S. recognition of Israel. It's the same book.
Yeah, and
by Gore Vidal, the introduction.
Yes, it is. It's a awakening, unbelievable awakening book. Of course, the other gentleman, Dave, talks about he didn't talk about, he talked about the Torah, not the Talmud. But let me read you just a. Can I read you just a few sentences out of this book?
Please do, and then we'll get another guest on.
Okay. And I also shall I call back in to give you the dates? My friend in Hawaii called. Let me know about the dates for the USS Liberty on Olelo. So I'll call back in after that. I'll just read this quick thing. What it says here:
sure.
Israel expansionism. The main danger which Israel as a Jewish state poses to its own people, to other Jews and its two neighbors, it is ideologically motivated pursuit of territorial expansion and an inevitable series of wars resulting from this aim. The more Israel becomes Jewish, or as one says in Hebrew, the more it returns to Judaism, a process which has been underway in Israel at least since 1967. 1967, what does that say?
That's a key word. That's a very key word, Anthony.
Okay. So anyway, I'll call back and do you want just? I'll just hold on.
Well, you just hang on. All of you, hang on. What we're going to do is try to get this in order. And you know, I don't want to leave my crewmate out here, Ron Kukul. Do you have anything to say, sir?
Oh, not a thing. I'm taking this all in. I know a little bit about it already, especially what Dave's talking about. Matter of fact, there's a brand new movie out there, 2016, that's got a lot of this about colonialization. So I understand what he's talking about. But go ahead. I like listening to you people.
Okay, well, thank you, Ronald. I appreciate that. And, you know, I always have to take James from L.A. He is number six in line. We got more after that, I believe. But, James, go ahead. And James has done quite a lot for the cause of the USS Liberty, ushijack.com. To go to his website, ushijack.com. I apologize for not mentioning the beginning of the show, but I've just been swamped here with trying to read my own writing. Try that sometime. Go ahead, James.
Thanks for taking my call, Phil. Interesting show as usual. Virginia's a friend, a mutual friend. Honored to be on with you and Ron, another friend from the USS Liberty, of course. And honored to host a show, co-host a show with him recently, the Colonel Wilkerson one, which I hope gets added to the RBN archive sooner rather than later. But anyway, some stuff I wanted to bring up that's very concerning. I'm going back to the, you know, Liberty survivor Ernie Gallo, who was on the show recently as well. You've got a major drill going on right now in the Persian Gulf with the UK and US, pushed for by the pro-Israel lobby, of course, both in the UK, which Gilad Otzman has written about, and here in the US, AIPAC and the neocons and all that usual suspects. Anyway, what's very concerning now is that they are simulating the Strait of Hormuz being cut off if there's any kind of a attack on Iran, because Iran's going to retaliate by doing that. At least that's what they've said. And as you know, I warned against Iran attacking any of our ships, including the USS Stennis, which is on the way back to the Gulf, and they had actually threatened the Stennis don't come back or suffer the consequences. So it's a very volatile situation. I don't know if Netanyahu is going to pull the trigger on an attack on Iran, because he may have been persuaded by Obama to wait until after the election. But where we get into a very dangerous area is, will Israel pull another USS Liberty type attack to get us into a war with Iran with all this going on in the Gulf currently? Iran's just launched a submarine. It's very, very concerning. We have to keep a heads up for that. I think Ernie Gallo warned about that any U.S. ship that, you know, does have a USS Liberty pulled against it, the U.S. government is not going to come to a table. Maybe with Martin Dempsey, who's the joint, you know, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, maybe he will take it into his own hands if it happens again. Let's hope he does, because he has resisted Netanyahu's call for war against Iran. He does not want to be complicit with any Israeli attack on Iran. But I've got a couple of
Let me jump in here, James. I don't think General Dempsey would go for a false flag USS Liberty attack, but General Dempsey is not, you know, he's controlled by the Congress of the United States and the President of the United States, and whatever they want, they'll do, and they're on, you know, whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And I want to get Virginia's take on this. What do you think, Virginia?
I'm very concerned also about the Straits of Hormuz, particularly since I've heard that one of the big ships sent over there was due to be mothballed. And I'm thinking, why are they sending a ship that's due for the scrap heap over there? Is it?
Virginia, I was concerned about that one, too. That was the USS Enterprise. But you know what's interesting about that, and I wanted to get your take on that, too, not to step on you, but I'm a little bit familiar because I saw a CNN story about it yesterday. They had the reporter on there yesterday, Chris Lawrence on CNN, and they were saying that the USS Enterprise that he was on in the Persian Gulf currently was the biggest carrier in the Navy. So I'm just wondering if they got that information right, because I know that Mike Rivero had mentioned it at whatreallyhappened.com, that it was heading over there and it was going to be decommissioned. But then here's Chris Lawrence, a CNN reporter, saying that he was on the USS Enterprise in the Persian Gulf and that it was the biggest ship that the Navy had. Well, if the Enterprise, you know, that we're thinking is an older ship, and it definitely wouldn't be the biggest ship. So I'm just wondering if it's been replaced already. And, you know, that'd be a really interesting thing to look into. But just quickly, and I want to hand it back to you, I've got a couple other points here. We need to support Maureen Dowd, okay, of the New York Times. I mean, she's usually pretty liberal, but she's been against the neocon war for Israel agenda. And she had a recent article this week in the New York Times. You can see it. Phil very kindly mentioned the ushijack.com blog, my blog. It's at the very top there now, and it's titled Neocons Slither Back In. And she basically hammers Romney and these neocon Israel First Jews that are basically running the show for the GOP, including Dan Senior, who is an intern with AIPAC. And please, we've got to support her. They're already pulling the anti-Semitic card on her. Again, go to the top of ushijack.com for that. And then a couple more things. You guys mentioned Israel Schock. Anthony had an excellent call about that. He's very important because he had actually translated the Hebrew of the whole agenda that we're dealing with in the Middle East right now, the whole war agenda, the divide and conquer of Israel's enemies agenda. It was titled Strategy for Israel in the 1980s. And my good friend who's been on the program before, Stephen Sagosky, elaborates on that in his Transparent Cabal book. And Israel Schock, like I said, translated the Hebrew. And it was all about, you know, making ethnic strife between different factions in the Middle East, you know, Sunni, Shia, all that. And the latest news today is that the neocons, Richard Perle and all that, have been successful, of course, with AIPAC, this crossover there, in getting the MEK.
Hey, Jake, I got to break in here. We got to go to a break here in 10 seconds. But I want to remind you folks, it's not going to take a aircraft carrier. It's not going to take a destroyer or destroyer escort. It could be a tugboat that gets attacked.
That's right. Or even if one of our ships attack it on accident, thinking it's Iranian. And
the war is on. Come back, folks. We'll be right back. We'll try to finish up this show. Thank you, RBN.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And, unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's D-O-U-L-T-O-N.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
The last few minutes of Your Voice Counts, and of course I'm going to give my very, very special honored guest, Virginia, the last few moments to, you know, take off the show. But, you know, Virginia, here we are in a very, very tight jar, a pickle, if you may. The the government of Israel, along with the United States, with their support, have put us in such a grave danger. We have Russia, China, Pakistan, and how knows who many others that want to blow us off the face of the earth. Now, if we don't stop this, if we don't get some kind of a thin line, maybe a thin but not broken, that we are not going to go to war for Israel, and if we do, I think World War III is on the horizon. What are your thoughts, Virginia?
Well, I'm just very, very concerned about it. None of this is in the interest of the United States. And I think we have created so much hatred against ourselves unnecessarily. I agree with Ron Paul completely that if we want to be treated like a civilized country again, we have to get out of other people's countries. We have to think how we would feel if they were here. And we would be fighting them tooth and nail, just as they are trying to fight us. We just need to get out and come home. Support our troops, bring them home.
Support our troops and bring them home.
Yes.
Congress, are you listening? Support our troops, but bring them home, and bring them home now. We need no more amputees. We need no more dead. We need no more soldiers, Marines being slaughtered. It has become such a cluster, if you know what I mean, that
yeah.
It happens every day, and we are in a in my view. If something doesn't change soon, we're going off the abyss in the financial world. We're $16 billion in debt. That cliff is already done. And if we continue to give Israel all the money that we give them every day, that they get more money than we get for our own military, we're a loser. So, you know, however this election ends up, I don't think it has anything to do with what's going to happen in the Middle East. I think that Netanyahu will eventually attack Iran. That's my final thoughts. What do you think, Virginia?
I can't predict that. I don't think he'll attack unless he thinks we'll support him. I think he might be a little bit crazy, but I don't think he's that crazy. If Israel attacks Iran, it will be because they think we will come to their rescue. And they would rather that we did the heavy lifting.
Well, absolutely. They don't want to lose anybody. They don't want to do all the heavy moving. But listen, folks, everybody called in and held on and everything. It was a great show tonight. It's just a jam-packed. We have to do it again. Thanks for all the callers, and I appreciate it. Remember, support RBN, and you know, this is this show was very, very interesting. But remember, folks, our existence counts on us speaking out. I know James Morris gets on every line he can get on and do what he can do, like we all do. But you know, God bless America. God bless our troops. I love America with all my heart, and I love you all for coming on. Thank you.
It's an honor to be on with you.